You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Every year, millions of Americans shop for health insurance plans available under the Affordable Care Act. Here in our state, those coverage options can be found through the health insurance marketplace known as Covered California. However, a new investigation by the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters and The Markup found that for over a year, millions of users who used Covered California, its website, had their personal information collected by online trackers and shared with LinkedIn without the user's knowledge. That information ranged from how much someone used prescription drugs to the hospitals they were looking at to potentially if they were a victim of domestic abuse. The investigation has triggered a lawsuit which was filed against LinkedIn and Google over sharing this sensitive information. Joining us now with their reporting are investigative reporter Colin Letcher and journalism engineer Tomas Apodaca. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Vicky.
Well, Colin, I want to start with you. How did this story get started?
Yeah, so we have actually been doing a series here on the ways that trackers share information in unexpected ways with social media companies. And recently we decided to look at hundreds of California-specific websites to try to understand if there was anything happening within the state that was noteworthy. So we did a scan of these hundreds of .gov, California.gov websites, and Covered California immediately stuck out to us. It had dozens of trackers, many, many more than anything else that we found. And when we sort of looked under the hood of the network traffic, seeing what information was being shared to outside third parties, we immediately found this concerning information being sent to LinkedIn.
What is a tracker?
A tracker is just a little bit of code that sort of follows you around the internet. So if you've heard of a cookie, it's the same sort of thing. But you know, you click on a website and a tracker, a cookie, whatever you want to call it, takes that information, logs it, and essentially beams it out to an advertiser. Hmm.
Tomas, what stood out about Covered California's website compared to the other sites that you two were looking into?
Well, when we first scanned the Covered California site in late February, we found more than 60 ad trackers from more than 50 different companies. And that's a lot, as Colin was saying. Most sites have fewer than 10, and the other state and county sites that I scanned had an average of 3. And they were also the only site that we found sending any data to LinkedIn.
I mean, I understand that websites can have these tracking devices, these cookies, but is it unusual that a government site like Covered California, which deals with health insurance and pretty sensitive data, you also have HIPAA as well, that it had trackers on its website, Colin?
I would say in general, trackers have become so ubiquitous on the modern internet that it's not really a surprise to see some level of tracking. You know, like I was saying, we've done a series of stories here about this, and we found trackers on the Department of Education website. We found a bunch on appointments for making or websites for making appointments with hospitals, and found a bunch of different sorts of information being shared there. So there is there are trackers that can collect relatively less sensitive information. What I would say is relatively rare is this level of sensitive information being shared.
How many people use Covered California? How has it grown and changed over the years?
Yeah, so it's a huge resource for people. They just announced that there was a record 2 million people, or almost 2 million people, who had signed up for health insurance through the service. But over time, since the website launched, they claim that at one time or another, 6 million Californians have had insurance coverage through it.
And so what kind of information are they filling out?
Yeah, well, it's very sensitive stuff, but essentially things like how many prescription medications you need, whether you're blind, whether you're pregnant. They were asking questions about whether the visitor was trans or possibly the victim of domestic abuse. And you could sort of generally understand why that information might be needed to shop for healthcare plans. You know, like maybe there's a very unique plan that caters to that in some way, but I don't think the vast, vast majority of people who are filling out that information would expect it to be shared like this.
When did you realize, or how did you find out that LinkedIn was connected to this? And now even Google as well.
Yeah, so it involved looking at the network traffic on the website. So basically, We take a look under the hood and see what is being sent to LinkedIn.com. And as we monitored that, we went through the website ourselves, filled out some of the information, and you can very literally see in the code when you press a button that says, I'm pregnant, that information is being transmitted to LinkedIn.com.
And LinkedIn, I mean, it's a professional community. It's kind of like a professional Facebook or Instagram. You can have your resume, you can look for jobs, you can apply for jobs. So, did you get a better understanding of why they would want this type of information, or did they actively seek it out?
I think it's fair to say they do not actively seek it out. They have a pretty large warning, in fact, on the tin for people who try to use this bit of code on their websites that says, "Please do not send us sensitive financial or health information." That said, in practice, this sort of thing does happen with people who use this sort of information or these sort of trackers.
And as you mentioned, like a tracker is this little bit of code. Tomas, at the heart of this investigation was finding that code, those trackers. How are you able to do it?
Basically, as Colin described, when I first went to the Covered California site after realizing that it had all these trackers, the site has a pre-screening process where you can enter some information about yourself and your family, and it will give you quotes on the type of insurance they might be able to offer you. So you before you've even created an account or anything like that. So I started through that process, and I had another window open side by side as I went that showed all the information that was being sent to other sites. And yeah, as Colin described, every time I clicked on the form before I had even submitted it, it was sending a little piece of information to LinkedIn.
How long was this tracking going on?
According to LinkedIn, we didn't discover it until February this year. According to LinkedIn, those trackers had been active on their site for since February of 2024.
What has the fallout been since your investigation? I mean, this was published, I think, at the end of last month, so it's been a couple weeks. There's now a class action lawsuit. Where do things stand today, Colin?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, there was a class action lawsuit that was actually filed essentially immediately after our story that accused LinkedIn and Google of breaking California and federal law by doing this. It's looking for class action status now. There have been a handful of different lawsuits that have come up over the past few years over similar incidents, and they take sort of years to unwind through the court system. And so that's at the very, very beginning of the process, and we'll have to wait and see what actually happens there. And meanwhile, Representative Kevin Kiley, who's a Republican in the representing the Inland California area, sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services. He said it was an incredibly disturbing incident and wanted to ask HHS whether it may be violated privacy law.
How did Covered California respond to your findings?
Their response was essentially that they did not know this was happening. It was inadvertent, and that they are taking a chance to review and will make their findings public as they do that review. And that was sort of the last we heard from them, as you mentioned, at the end of last month.
Tomas, when it comes to these trackers, who is responsible for their use? In this case, is it LinkedIn or is it Covered California?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think the people that maintain the site are responsible for the trackers on it. So the people who develop the Covered California website actively put those trackers on their site. And they told us that they transitioned marketing agencies in April. And when that happened, the number of trackers on their site dropped from this is another kind of aspect of reaction to the story. They dropped from more than 60 trackers on the site to six. And after our story came out, they dropped even further to just three that were purely for analytics purposes, it seemed.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with CalMatters and The Markup, reporters Colin Letcher and Tomas Apodaca, about their recent investigation, which found that Covered California's health insurance website was sending users' personal health data to LinkedIn. So, Colin, beyond just disseminating or even transmitting this sensitive information without the knowledge of users, are there larger privacy concerns at play?
Yes, I think so. These trackers obviously send the data, but then they sort of go into this black box, right? And I should say this isn't Just LinkedIn, Meta, Facebook, Google, they all have sort of similar tools at their disposal. But you enter this information and then it gets sent there, and then we really don't have much insight into what is happening on the other end. What we generally understand is that social media companies can take this information from, millions of websites across the internet. They pool it together, they create profiles on people, and they use those profiles to send ads to people. But without that sort of insight into what's happening, it's really just hard to say where this information ends up.
What's the legality of this information being collected?
That is a matter of debate. So, the lawsuit says that this is a violation of the California Constitution, which has a right to privacy sort of enshrined in it. California also, unlike other states, has general privacy laws that protect information like this. It'll sort of be up to the courts to decide in the case of this lawsuit whether this is a violation of those. In general, I would say that there have been other lawsuits that have been kind of a mixed bag at the federal level when there have been incidents like this and people have sued. Some have resulted in, multi-hundreds of millions of dollars lawsuits, and some have been dismissed out of hand. So we'll wait and see what the courts say on that.
So, Tomas, if someone's listening to this, maybe they have shopped around Uncovered California. They may be understandably worried. How can someone keep their information safe?
Well, you cannot opt out through the website, but there are tools available to people who want to protect themselves from tracking like this. There are ad block extensions. One specifically that I've tested and confirmed that it works is called Privacy Badger. And there are also browsers that respect your privacy. Chrome is by far the most popular browser. It by default it will not block these trackers, but there are other browsers like Firefox, Brave, or DuckDuckGo that will automatically block trackers like this.
Oh, so like the onus is really squarely on the individual. There's not even an opt-out on the website.
That's correct. In this case, there's no opt-out, no way to opt out of the trackers. You have to protect yourself, unfortunately.
I mean, is this tracking that we're talking about, is it only limited to Covered California? Could this happen, or has it been happening with other state health websites?
That is something we're looking into right now, and stay tuned on that front.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Where does your reporting go next? Because it's still clearly developing, Colin.
Yeah, we're very, very interested about healthcare data and also financial data because specifically those are what these companies claim that they don't want. But in practice, again, I think this is like such an important point to underscore. This is really sort of the foundation of social media companies. This is like the sort of system that makes Facebook and Google multi-billion dollar companies. And these trackers have become so ubiquitous that sensitive stuff is really being sent over and it's out there and it's just a matter of finding it.
What would you like the public to take away from this investigation? I mean, even when Tomas just laid out that, yeah, you can install different software. I mean, the responsibility is really on you. You can't opt out on the website in this specific case with Covered California. So I guess what do you want people to do with this? You can feel kind of helpless, like the burden is on you to protect your information, but there's a lot of trackers that are out there that a lot of people probably aren't even aware of.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the individual level, it's really tough because there isn't a lot more you can do than sort of download tools like Privacy Badger and try to protect yourself from those means. I mean, in a collective sense, I think political action is sort of like the only solution here because there are, again, these trackers are everywhere. There's no real law preventing them specifically from gathering this sort of information. And so, unless something like a comprehensive federal privacy law is passed in the near future, then this is just something that's going to keep happening. And we'll just kind of keep seeing individual websites realizing they're doing it and shutting it down when they do.
Tomas, what was your big takeaway from this investigation?
Yeah, I think similar to what Colin said, it will definitely behoove you to be aware of this kind of thing going on and take some basic steps to protect yourself when you're out there in the wild west of the internet. But also be aware of kind of movements and legislation that is addressing these issues and throw your support behind them.
Tomas and Colin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky.
That is investigative reporter Colin Letcher and journalism engineer Tomas Opodaca from The Markup, part of the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters. And we've been talking about a recent investigation of theirs, which found that trackers uncovered California's health insurance website were sending users' personal health data to LinkedIn. Still ahead, the Sacramento County Fair is kicking off this weekend across Memorial Day at Cal Expo. We'll talk to some local students getting ready to show off their 4-H skills. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.